God bless each and every one of you. We're looking for a great word from a great speaker this morning, a great anointed speaker. But right now, we want to remember Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And right now, we'd like to go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. We shall all rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for the opportunity once more to wake up and to be able to come together and glorify you. We ask your blessings over the person that will come and give us our word this morning. Anoint their voice, Lord Jesus. Give them the words and give us the ears to hear the word and a heart to receive it. We ask your blessings over this call. Let us have a clear, concise call, no interference, and that we all shall glorify you, our Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my beautiful, beautiful angel. Go ahead and take the stage.
Thank you so much, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. It's always a joy to hear your voice on this call. Hello, my TMC family. I am Rebecca Thomas, listening along with you from sunny Snellville, Georgia, and it is a Jesus joy to tell you about this call, the Master's Call, which was founded over 6 years ago in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we affectionately call Miss Super Fantastic Joy, and Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. The scripture that we stand on comes from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. And here you can, here is where every message has been archived on this site, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. Our theme for the year is God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Jackie did this morning, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or to share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request and or a praise report that you would like us to stand in agreement with, you could email all of your information to this email address. That is info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were knitted together through a God-ordained health and wellness company, Artis International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now called Artis Life, and we still feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after the Master's Call. And this is where you can listen to a team of artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today is Inspirational Monday, so you'll definitely want to tune in after this call. Now, if you are having any issues connecting to to the call free of charge. The bridge number is 857-957-1147. See you at our next Artists United conference in September of 2017, held in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you can visit your back office or the Master's Call website for more information about that. And now what we have been waiting for, and you still have time to get your prayer journals out because you want to take copious notes. It is our very own Dr. P.K. Patton. And Dr. P.K. Patton is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. And her bio is on the Master's Call website that I mentioned earlier. But just to name a few things, she was a Army chaplain, an intelligent group and senior pastor, and just it's all there on the website. But she does want to, I do want to share that she is in a new season in her life, and she is married to her tall, dark, and handsome husband, Mr. Lester Wallace Patton. And so let me present to others and to introduce to others and present to some our very own Dr. P.K. Patton. Dr. P.K., can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for asking.
I am so thankful to you and your short, sweet introduction. I love it, love it, love it, love it. And I just appreciate all that you bring to our family, our prayer family, our Master's Call family. I tell you, you are absolutely wonderful. Our artist family, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also want to thank Minister Jackie Henderson, Ms. Siva Fox, for bringing us into our telecommunication sanctuary this morning. Before I get started, let me just pray. Not that Jackie's prayer was not sufficient, because Minister Jackie absolutely took us there, but I just need to ground myself. Sometimes we just need to know where we are and what we need to do. How about that? Oh, Holy God, we thank you and we give you the praise today, for you are so absolutely super fantastic in our lives. This is the day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And we said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So as we enter this short time of just going into your word and hearing your word, we ask that you, God, show up in a magnificent way. Only as you can, we want you to be glorified in everything we do. Get your glory, God, is our prayer. Thank you, Holy God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name, and every heart say amen. Again, I said thank God for this day and for this time, this space in our lives. I thank God for our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon would never, ever get on this call and not acknowledge her for who she is and what she brings to us and this wonderful Master's Call family, in addition to the leadership position that she has with the Artist International, Artist Life family. And so I thank God for her. Thank God for my own mother, Josie. I claim her as my own, and it was because of her that we have Pastor Vanessa. I thank God for that this morning. I want to say to you all right quick and in a hurry so that I can get on to get on to what I believe God has for us today. You know, as we go down life's highway, we can take some detours because life really is a journey, whether we want to see it like that or not. That's how I see it, that life is a journey. And I've been preaching on choices, life choices. And the fact that the choices that we make today would determine what our story will read and what people will read about us in the future, and even what we can read as we should be writing and journaling today. And so I'm one who can get things started, and you need to know yourself. You need to evaluate yourself and know yourself. I can get things started and going. I have the ability to do that and do it very well. I thank God that I can. But then I'll drop stuff. I can drop stuff and start something else, start another project. And so this morning I sort of struggled with continuing with my message on choices, because I've said that I was going to press forward and finish this no matter what. But I've had something so phenomenal to happen in life. It helps me to really validate the fact that God is really making our dreams a reality in 2017, as our theme has been for this year. And I have not spoken to you in this setting since I said I do to Mr. Patton. And so I wanted to stop and just kind of tell you how all of that came about and give you the testimony on that. And was almost there. And the Lord said, nope, you said you were going to finish choices. So this morning, I just want to say thank you, Minister Rebecca. You were the first one to introduce me to preach since I said I do to Mr. Lester Wallace Patton. And I want you all to just know one thing and one thing for sure. I am so happy to be married to a man who absolutely makes my toes curl and make me say, sit up and look and say, Lord, is this really for real? How in the world did all of this happen? But that's the way God does things. He does things so out of the ordinary until you will absolutely have to stop sometime and say, God, where did this come from? How did this happen? But with all of that being said, one day, I'm going to tell the testimony. I'm going to give the testimony, or I may be giving bits and pieces of it in the sermons that I give, the messages that I give as we go. With that being said, let me just jump right in, because right now I'm looking at the clock and I only have about 12 minutes to talk to you right now. It is so vitally, vitally important for us to understand how the choices that we make today will affect our lives. Please go back and listen to the messages so that you can catch up, because I'm not one to go back and redo and try to catch you up, especially since we have the tapes that you can, Pastor V does such a great job in cataloging and keeping the messages out there so that you can catch up. However, I will say to you that the last time we spoke, I was talking to you about the decision and the choice to stop. That's where we were on stop. Stop, revive, and survive. Stop, revive, and survive. And you all, that is not a PK catchy original. It was a campaign that was started back in 2012 in Europe to help people understand the importance of pulling to the side, and when they're driving and they get tired, they had stations that they could pull to the side, get free coffee, revive themselves, and get back on the road so that they could survive. And so this is basically what I'm going to be, this is where I'm going today, to help you understand that in life, sometimes we have to stop, revive ourselves in order to survive, or else we will crash and find ourselves in a place that we really, really don't want to be. And so with that being said, my scripture today is coming from Daniel, the fourth and fifth chapters. And I want you all to know that you're going to have to go back and read about these two kings and the fact that these two kings, the grandfather and the grandson, they made choices. One chose to really live for God and survive, and the other one chose to not live for God and not do what God says. And so I'm going to just kind of leave that as a mystery for you so that you can go out there and read it. But I want you to know that in the writing of these two, between these two chapters, there's a 25-year period span that God just kind of left vacant, that the writer just kind of left vacant there. But I want you to go back, and I want you to read that as you will think about what I am saying to you today. Okay, today being June 26th, let us go into what we are going to, the two points that I'm going to leave with you. Even though you're when you think about your life, I want you to think about some things that you know that you should stop doing. There are some external habits that we have and behaviors that we can observe, you know, that really everybody can see we probably need to do. Eating unhealthy things, losing our temper, going off on people that we love, activities that can absolutely cause harm to ourselves and harm to others. And then there are those internal sin nature things that we could stop doing, you know, and that could affect our lives, that cause us problems, such as selfishness, greed, pride, lust, a bad attitude, a critical spirit, even worrying. And that's one that I had to really get on top of, because I've been one that always said that if you're going to worry, don't pray. And I know you got to know something about yourself. And one thing that I know is that I can get a prayer through. I am a prayer warrior. You need to be able to affirm at least one thing that is very positive about you that make you who you are in God. And I am a prayer warrior. But in the face of being having that knowledge, I still sometimes find myself worrying and slap myself upside the head and say, stop it. You don't need to worry because you're a prayer warrior. You can pray through this thing. Sometimes negative self-talk can get us in trouble as well. But listen, you all of us can reflect on our lives because we are all ex-something. You know, if you're an ex-prostitute, you're an ex-drinker, an ex-smoker, or ex-something. And so we all need to just ask God, if we can't do it ourselves, turn a light from heaven on our soul so that we can see ourselves for who we are, so that we can stop doing stuff that we don't want to be written in our book of life. Okay, listen to this. I am now at an age where I find myself being asked to come to a lot of funerals. Personally, I don't like funerals. I have lately been running from funerals, to tell you the truth. Folk call, I can come up with a reason as to why I don't need to go. I don't want to know you so that I don't have to go to your funeral. Let's just be honest with ourselves and who we are. But I ran up on this person and I heard something that is helping me right now to stop that talk, because as long as I live, somebody is going to be dying and I'm going to need to be going to a funeral. How about that? And so what this pastor said to me, he says, I have learned to love funerals. Why? I go to funeral services and I find them rather refreshing. I said, you must be out of your mind. Yes, 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 I do. Because you see, what I understand is that when you are dead, you are done. Your history is over. Your ability to evaluate is gone. You can't even regret anymore. Life is over for you. But for me, I have an opportunity to reflect on the meaning and the purpose of life at your expense. You see, you gone. But I'm going to evaluate what it is that you did and did not do. And so I go to funerals looking to see what it is that I can learn so that I can continue to live my life, now as not as if I'm just beginning it, but live my life with the ending in mind, understanding that we all are going to come to this place. I heard that man say that thing. I said, ooh, PK, you have something to go to funerals for. You have a real purpose now when you go. You aren't going to see how pretty the corpse is going to be and what the family. You are going to, you're going looking for a purpose so that you can stop being afraid and stop regretting going and doing something that you absolutely need to do and will continue to do until somebody do it to you. Because one day you are going to be dead and somebody is going to have your funeral. All right, all right. So listen, you all. Victor Hugo says, it is nothing to die. It is frightful not to live. And Benjamin Franklin says it this way, many die at 25, but they are not buried until they are 75. So what we need to do is stop being afraid of certain things in life. Come on, put a stop there, put a stop there. Stop regretting and stop worrying about that, which we know we must deal with, but look at another way of being able to learn from it and so that you can share with others. Funerals happen to have been one of mine. I've never been a person to drink, smoke, and act the fool because of alcohol. I've never been a woman who was hot and loose and ran out and slept with every man and had to go and get STD shots and all that. Never done all that. However, you all, I have not been perfect, and none of us have. So all of us have something that we need to look at and say, God, help me to stop that thing right now. So I used to be one who could, honey, I could cuss you out in a minute, tear you off, have a temper tantrum, and make you wonder, where did that come from? But let me tell you something. God is not pleased with that kind of attitude. He wants us to be able to be temperate. Yes, that's one of the fruits of one of the fruit of the Spirit is temperance. And so I said, God, make me sweet. Help me, God, to be kind. God, place an angel at the gates of my lips so that I can say only those things which will bring you glory. Stop it. Stop saying stuff that you know just hurt people up because you can, because the devil has given you the ability to do that. Yeah, you let him use you. But stop it. Put a stop to it right now. One thing that we don't think is too much, but I'm telling you, it's causing problems in the lives of many. And that's this thing that's called, it's quitting time on this one. That's social media. I walked into a room the other day of young people, you all, and everybody's head was hung down. I said, good God of mercy, these children are going to need neck braces by the time they get 40 years old. Because their heads all were down in that cell phone. And even though they had gathered themselves to have a good time with each other, when I walked in and looked at them, I said they might as well not be in the room here because they don't even recognize that they are in the presence of each other. They're not dialoguing with each other. Man, they are all looking down on the computer. Well, that was the teenagers. Y'all, I went to church and my heart was broken because I looked down the row on my minister's row. And all the ministers had those cell phones, not Bibles no more. The Bibles are in the cell phones now. And I'm having a problem, God's going to help me. But everything is in the cell phone, and everybody is kicking and tapping in the cell phone. And I said, God, come on now. the Bible is in the phone, but I ain't sure that all of them kicking and tacking on the Bible. I'm believing that some of them checking their emails and some of them going and over there and they reading something else and they doing because it's too much mess in that phone. You need to have your Bible so that the people can see that you can have your Bible in your hand. That is our sword. And it's no distraction in the Bible. Ain't nothing in the Bible but the Bible. And y'all, I got to come off here. My time is up. You know I ain't through. But I'm going to stop and I'm going to pick up after I give you this last little part right here. Many of us need to understand as we come to a close of this, we need to understand that we all have something that we need to stop doing. And I want you to take a piece of paper and write just one thing, not five, just one. I don't ask much of you. I always just ask one thing. What do I need to stop doing in order for my story to read better in the future? Because when you go to the funeral and you sit up there and you read that obituary, I know sometimes I read them and I say, well, I wonder how much of this stuff really is true. Because I know that a lot of the eulogies that I hear are not true. What is it that you want on your gravestone? What is it that you really, truly want to be said about you? Why don't you start writing it now so that people can just pick up your book and when they get to your funeral, they can say, she already wrote her story. He already put it in writing. So you all, we can take it right from her heart or his heart and mine. With that being said, we're going to pull this thing in today, not because I'm finished, but know that our choices make a difference, and I will continue. We're going to do this until it's end, until I finish. God bless you. Come back, Minister Rebecca. Close us out, and I will come back and give a benediction.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. PK, for that profound word reminding us to stop, revive, and survive. And I'm definitely going to do that assignment. What do I need to stop doing in order to be better? Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. CMC family, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you and we just praise you for this beautiful day that you have made, Lord. We are rejoicing and we're so glad in it. Lord, we thank you so much for your wonderful blessings, for blessing us with our speaker, our Dr. PK Patton. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you sent this beautiful and joyous woman of God, Lord, and into her new season in her life, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine, Lord. Continue to bless her and to overflow her and her husband and their family and community. Lord, thank you for our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our Artist Life family, Lord. Continue, Lord, to just bless them into overflow and giving them your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. Lord, we also lift up our Artist Conference, the Artists United Conference coming up in September, Lord. We just trust you, Lord, and we trust that you are providing everything that that each person and each distributor needs for that conference, Lord, in order to be there, Lord. And we thank you for blessing that conference and for the people who are organizing it, Lord. And we also, Lord, lift up our family members who are sick, Lord, and we just thank you for healing them, Lord. And thank you that we can hold on to your promise of healing for them, Lord. And we also lift up our bereaved families. Father God, we thank you for giving them the joy and comfort and your peace that passes all understanding during this time in their life. Lord, thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for just doing something super special and supernatural, Lord, for them and their communities, Lord, where they can just give you, Lord, the glory in that situation, Lord. Just thank you for giving them joy and your peace, Lord. And we love you, King Jesus. We agree that your kingdom comes and your will is done here on this earth, that you call, the Master's Call and Artists International and the founders of this call. And we just pray this in King Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is the same. It's 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is next. Thank you again, Minister Jackie, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. PK Patton, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Absolutely. God bless you. As we leave today, I ask that you please read Daniel 4 and 5 chapters. You're going to really be intrigued with the word. Oh God, how you have blessed us, how you have kept us, how you love us, we say thanks. I specifically say thank you for making my super fantastic life super duper fantastic. And as we leave this call today, we ask that you will continue to remind us, that we are continuously reminded of the fact that you have a purpose and plan for us, and you want to fulfill it. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friend. I love you. Bye-bye.